got a very awesome announcement today. In case you don't know, there's going to be a show this Saturday with Sticky Buds, J-Pod, Wood, and Sue at the Red Room. So that's this Saturday, March 1st. Tickets are $25. There'll probably be a little bit more at the door. And we will be giving away one pair of tickets to one lucky caller today. We'll take calls all throughout the hour. We'll draw your names through a hat. Give you a call if you're the winner. This is Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. This is a mashup by J-Pod. This is called Summertime, just released just a couple months ago. This is his latest release. So check it out, 101.9 FM. Side note, you probably want that phone number to call in. That's 604-822-2487. I don't know if I gave it to you guys. 604-822-2487. Giving away a pair of tickets to Sticky Buds, J-Pod, and Wooden Sue at the Red Room this Saturday.
they go. Clearly my dad's son. Please don't get dramatic. There's no need to be mad, son. I regularly man up. Pain what's out my people so my peoples can have some. And think girls are the best thing. Shout to any sister with a nipple or breast ring. Though my preference is natural, regardless of your genus, there's no need to be bashful. I warp through the empire, zooming downhill, no hands on the warp tire. While I admire brimstone and hellfire, damn it, I just put my quarters into the wrong dryer. Follow my gut. While your mind is boggled, you can fondle my nuts. If you're feeling hollow, you can swallow one up. Yo.
Wade in water. Wade in water. Wade in water. Wade in water.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but when she went to date her, she was all up in your data? So now the hottie became the candidate for playing hot potato. Although in person, no, I'm personal as a trainer. I'll be the first to say it, cursing like a sailor. The happy camper, tramps don't wanna nag, the champion of the nag champer. One man, trying to understand rain's part of a suntan. Sun is my root word, still I am absurdly susceptible to moonburn. Just how a cat roll, otherwise it's the other side of the black hole. Watch for the shrapnel. Yo.
Wade in water. Wade in water. Wade in water.
You know who sucks too? Every single rapper that I used to look up to. When I was drinking formula, I loved you. Son, you had a formula that you should have stuck to. Text to the boy move. Let me think my answers out so I could be more smooth. More smoother. Get love like how the Ma Duke slug the porn loser. The born winner. The board of ed, waterbed, born again sinner. God vessel. In the hard sectors, acting all special. You ain't never seen it once. Leaning off the garlic knot, peanut lunch. He that runs. Stuff. One.
Wade in water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water.
Of the room, but strike back's the mission cause the empire is built, y'all just renting it, travel through my thought process like Pentium, a star like pentagram, can't feel empathy for clones trying to coattail their way into the industry, whatever's left of it, we stuck with the deficit, you see the main picture, well I'm just a bit left of it, I'm a rhyme-aholic thanks to the guys from Hollis, I'm a rhyming walrus, you a minor novice, you and I is not meant to coexist in the same environment, me and socks know when rocks know you gon' kick them. I'm not a statistic or a fucking rap victim. I'm the black sheep of battle axe, that's the fact, lick 'em. My two nuts are too tough. Turn my tunes up and tune into the new stuff. I am fucking great. I'm about to win again, I can't fucking wait. Fucking wait, fucking wait. Can't put a salary cap on my rap, cause the fact is I'm fat. Can't put a salary cap on my rap, cause the fact is I'm fat.
Big Dipper, son, the skinny dipping done. Dot a Kalamata, olives, mini whippers, son. Yo, the kid's analytic, gigantic plan to get it. I made a ham and Swiss just a bitch slap you with it. You know the physics, come on, the talent's God-given. I got a stupid reputation like blonde women. We all in it, like show your cards, the coat of arms got a dog on it, so click and log on it. Since before the internet, we've been winning fresh. Ain't no sign of y'all, English in Quebec. You feel effects of the poison, she ejected a boyfriend, misdirected by irregular noises. She dang cute, just give me the dang loot. 100-pound brain, crammed in a cram suit. Peace to Big Sean, one for being hella patient. While me and Mocha go off like some mental patients.
Cap on my rap, cause the fact is I'm fat.
Put a salary cap on my rap, cause the fact is I'm fat.
Put a salary cap on my rap, cause the fact is I'm fat.
Put a salary cap on my rap, cause the fact is I'm fat.
That's the way it would have went.
Yeah, that one was Ghetto Sox featuring Mocha Only, called Cap. This is one from DNC, track's called Bogus Soul. CITR 101.9 FM.
consequência inevitável de você.
Right, that was a question off the album Favela, and we are gonna have some announcements now. We got Nathan on the mic too. This is So Salacious, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, UBC, Mondays 3 to 4. And so couple concerts coming up that I wanted to tell you guys about. Fortune is hosting Redman, and he's gonna be in town March 18th. So that's Redman at Fortune, March 18th. You might want to check that out. And the one and only biggest electro swing band, probably.
Yes.
Who is that, Nathan?
That's the one and only Caravan Palace, all the way from Paris, France.
Yep. On April 14th, I believe, and that's at the Commodore. That's going to be a really good ticket. Now, Nathan, you saw them last year, which may have been their first time out here, and they were... They were at the Rickshaw.
No, they've been to Canada before. I don't know if they've been to Vancouver. I'm sure they've been. I don't know. They're pretty big. They're getting bigger every year. I saw them at the Rickshaw. It was insane-o show, and I actually stayed up all night long and hopped on a plane that morning at like 5 a.m. So it was an awesome way to get on my plane to go to Mexico. But
you know they're worth seeing if Nathan stayed up all night just to go see them.
Yeah.
Check out Eli at Fortune this Wednesday. That's Eli from Living Legends, Fortune Sound Club on Wednesday. And the homeboys from NWD are doing a show March 15th at Olympia Pizza. And I wanted to also say check out Kitty Knight's Burlesque at the Biltmore. That's running every Sunday. Some of y'all may know that. And if you guys don't know, there's a new record store off Union... Or no, off Main on Union Street. I think it's been open for about 3 months. I can't remember the name. I had the name, but it wasn't on my receipt, so I forget the name. But go down, support your local record stores for sure. Zulu, you know, Neptune, all those stores. Go buy some vinyl. And also check out some burlesque at Fan Club on Granville this Friday as well. That's going to be going down. And there's a couple other things I think Nathan knows
about.
Yeah,
we got some more. We got some more stuff coming. What do we have in particular? We have Son, who's going to be coming to Fortune at the end of May. I believe it's May 23rd. We'll have some tickets to give away for that closer to the date, probably sometime in May, of course. And if you don't already know, and if you missed the beginning of our show, then you missed me telling you that every caller who calls in to 604-822-2487 will have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Sticky Buds, J-Pod, and Wood and Sue this Saturday at the Red Room, March 1st. And, you know, this just in, I just got a message from DJ Wood, and he's going to be available for an interview. We're going to call him in about maybe 15 minutes. Stay tuned. DJ Wood will be on your airwaves.
CITR.
This is DJ Wood with High Styles. We'll be calling him in about 15 minutes, so stay tuned!
get high, high, high. Every day I get high. Yeah, I get high, high, high. And every night I get high. I get high, high, high. Every day I get high. Yeah, I get high, high, high. And every night I get high.
Every day. Oh, no, 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 no,
it's
no, no, no.
Okay.
Adam, come on.
Stupid.
No, we're going to get
know.
We'll dry
He's
you off.
Very
off.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Let's go to the bathroom.
Oh.
As part of CITR's 2014 Fund Drive, we are hosting a karaoke night in the Gallery Lounge of UBC's Sub. The event will take place on Wednesday, the 26th, the day before Fund Drive Week kicks off. Come by for some tasty, confidence-inducing beverages and sing, for better or worse, your favorite karaoke jams. Admittance is free, with songs being sung by donation. All donations will contribute to Fund Drive and helping support the station you love. Again, that's Wednesday evening on February 26th in the Gallery Lounge.
Hiya, Doc. I'm really hoping you can help me out.
What's going on today?
Well, you see, I was on the dance floor the other night, and I just couldn't feel the groove.
It seems to me you got a bit of flavor deficiency, son. If you don't do as I say, you could die. Now listen closely. Every Monday, set your dial to 101.9 FM at 3 p.m. There's a brilliant show called So Salacious. I'm prescribing you 2 doses of hip-hop, 3 milligrams of funk, and as much ghetto style as you can handle on CITR.ca.
You like the way it sounds, it was fresh, the best. Nevertheless, the minute you came, molest. And that's the way it is. I'm taking care of business, taking care of my.
All right, we've trying to get both DJs Wood and DJ Sue on the line at the same time. So we're gonna see if they're still on the air. Hey. Okay, technical difficulties. Hang tight. We'll see if we can get them.
I'm going to take this opportunity to tell the listeners about Fund Drive, which is coming up. It's a fundraising event that CITR does, and you know, we get people to call in for donations because you know, community radio kind of runs. It's a little bit self-supporting, and we need all your support out there. So yeah, like during the next couple weeks, call in. Support, Fund Drive, Word Up.
All right, we got DJs Wood and DJ Sue on the phone. Let's see if we can bring them up onto the airwaves. Hey, guys, you there?
Hello.
Awesome.
There we go. We have liftoff.
All right, we got it. Successful. All right, this is DJ Wood and DJ Sue on the line. We got, how are you guys doing today? First of all, thanks a lot for taking
doing
this
good,
opportunity with us.
Yeah, doing good.
Okay.
Just making my wife some lunch.
Nice. I got a question right off the bat for you guys. Have either of you guys ever been hypnotized?
Never.
Never?
Nope. Not to my knowledge, anyways.
Okay. what's your favorite beer?
So many to choose from. I'm a big IPA fan. I can't narrow it down too much more than that. There's so many I love. Really like.
I like porters myself. One of my favorite beers is Deschutes Black Butte Porter. They're from Oregon. They were like standard microbrewery out there in the
They make that white IPA too. That's
yeah. They also make the Mirror Pond Ale, which is really good. Mm. Unfortunately, it's like $20 to get a six pack here in BC.
Does DJ Wood or DJ Sue have a medical marijuana license?
Nope.
No.
Supposedly
no. They're
easy to get. They're like $40. My buddy got one. He doesn't even need it.
All right. Back on to this topic of music. I've got some questions that I've prepared for some of you guys. I guess I'll direct them. We'll go one by one. I'd like to ask DJ Wood. You know, I love the Ghetto Funk EP that was released, I think it was about 8 months ago. What I'd like to know is where you find your tracks and how you decide to remix them, and which songs may be worthy or what.
Well, I mean, I've got a big record collection at home, and I mean, I DJ, you know, not so much now as I used to, but I used to play a lot more different kinds of sets, doing restaurants, lounges and stuff, and I've got a big collection of old school music as well as new school. My, you know, tastes go way, way back into the 60s, 50s, whatever, you know. So, you know, when I'm playing old music and stuff, I kind of get ideas for stuff that I'd like to bring, you know, add some beats to and turn into something that we can play in our more bassy, dance floor oriented kind of sets. That's usually where the ideas come from. It's just stuff that I like.
Hell yeah. When did you guys start making music professionally?
How do you define
professional? Professional is not necessarily what we do.
Yeah,
I haven't seen much money from the actual music per se, but
we've been making
music for a long time, though. I mean,
we've been DJing together
individually
for like,
more so.
Yeah, we've been DJing together for like 10 years, and then we didn't really make our first tune until what was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, about that. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, yeah,
tried a few times.
Maybe worked on a few blends and mashups and stuff before then. Probably in the mixtape making process. But yeah, as far as actually making original stuff, it's been probably under maybe 3 years tops.
Cool,
yeah.
Nice. How did you guys?
Well, we've been doing it individually longer than that. But,
yeah.
How did you guys meet and become DJs Wood and Sue? By the way.
Well, his name is DJ Wood, and my name is DJ Sue, so we just sort of combined. But we met mainly through drum and bass in Vancouver, I think.
First time I met, the drum and bass scene and the club scene.
Yeah. First time I met him was at like 6:30 in the morning at some sketchy after hours after he finished a set.
That's right. I remember.
In some like some scuzzy back alley space.
Whack. That was a weekly that I did for about a year, but it started off at a Army and Navy Legion downtown that's not there anymore, and then it was every Friday, but when it got bumped out of that venue, it moved to an after hours for a while, and that was around the time that we met up and we're hanging out together and started, you know, we're both music nerds, so it was inevitable that we'd launch into some kind of musical venture together, and it just kind of stuck. You know, we started doing the four turntable sets about 10 years ago, putting out mixtapes and playing parties, throwing parties, throwing club nights.
Nice.
And on it goes.
Once again, to the listeners, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, UBC, So Salacious 3 to 4, and we are talking to DJs Wood and Sue from Vancouver. And I had a question for you guys. If you had a choice, what would you rather do, hot yoga or CrossFit?
I heard hot yoga is really, really intense, but
yeah, like Bikram yoga.
Yeah.
It's a good way.
I would go for the hot yoga.
Yeah,
I'd probably go for the hot yoga.
Sweat out all that beer after a weekend.
Yeah.
That puts it slightly ahead for me.
Do any of you guys ever use your smartphone and the toilet at the same time?
Oh, never. No, that's disgusting.
Terrible.
Yeah, I just sit and stare off into space.
I'd like to know...
I do crossword puzzles.
Where's your favorite place to play? And maybe you'd be able to tell us about your experience there.
Jeez.
I don't know. There are so many.
Yeah. I'm from Victoria, BC, and I always have a really good time playing there when we go back.
Yeah, Vic is fun.
Yeah, there's been all kinds of different fun shows over there. Fernie in BC has been one of our favorites too, to go back to. Fernie's awesome. Always have a good time there.
Nice. Locally, we always have fun when we do our super happy dance parties.
Yeah.
That's usually at the Beaumont. We actually have a show coming up on March 15th there for St. Paddy's Day. But that's always fun because that's a different kind of crowd and a different kind of music than we normally get to play these days. So,
yeah, man. I've caught some of your sets with the Super Happy Dance DJ crew at the Beaumont, and I could tell the listeners that definitely you don't want to miss that. It's a lot of fun.
March 15th.
Yeah, yeah.
March 15th. Maybe you got some advice for any listeners just starting out.
Any DJ listeners?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Starting out DJing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'd say, yeah, that's probably not going to happen for most people. Yeah. But I would say that do it for the passion and the love. Don't do it for the spotlight and the fame, because there's too many people out there who are just kind of doing it to be the center of attention nowadays, and because it's so easy to get into, as opposed to before when you had to have turntables and vinyl, that it's very easy to get swept up in the, you know, oh, I really need to play clubs now, when you're 3 weeks into your experience, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Have fun with it. Get into it. Get good at it.
Get good at it.
Playing out too much. Yeah.
Good advice.
What might we be able to expect this Saturday at the Red Room? And then again, everybody listening, you can still call in. We've had a couple callers for the tickets that we're giving away to the show, the Red Room, this Saturday, March 1st, with Sticky Buzz and
2487
and J-Pod.
Yeah. Well, you can expect packed, crazy good times for sure from us. I don't know. We got a lot of new music to test out. We've been real busy in the studio lately, so you're going to hear some stuff that's never
been original tunes, some new remixes, some new bootlegs, and we rarely even know what to expect when we play. It's a lot of times we just kind of feel it out and just kind of feed off the crowd, that sort of thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. I think that there's too much emphasis in today's DJ world to plan out your sets from beginning to end, and that never used to happen, and we don't really do that ourselves, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From DJs, what did DJ Sue?
4 hours of epic trance from us is what's going to happen.
All right.
You never know.
If you guys could give up coffee, what would you substitute it with?
I don't drink coffee.
Boom.
I rarely ever drink coffee, and it's usually just
green tea.
Green tea. Word up. Yeah, green tea.
All right.
Matcha green tea.
We've got about 8 minutes left of the show, so we're going to have to wrap up the interview. But we've got one last question, probably the most important question for our DJ callers today. DJs Wood and DJ Sue, if you could be any animal on this planet, what would you be?
I think I'd be a cat. They got it pretty good. I don't know. I got a couple in my house, and all they do is sit around and take it easy all day. I could deal with that.
Is that Wood we're hearing from?
I'm jealous of cats.
All right.
I'd probably be a dog with a loving family, just because they're so happy almost all the time.
There you go.
Yeah, really.
Cats and dogs, Wood and Sue. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate having you guys on the show, and we will see you this Saturday.
Cheers, Sue.
Radical. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Easy. Bye.
I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young love and like she done. But abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 26th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our guest seminar on how to access over $100 million worth of scholarships for your studies. Check the website on studyandgoabroad.com.
Radio show.
Is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
God in your life, you stick with what's in the book. Just that, nothing else. It's like when you take one person to a baseball game for 50 years hoping to get a chance to share Christ with him, and he's not interested at all. And your neighbor on the other side, is their whole life is collapsing. Why don't you go tune in to them? Listen, in Scripture, the messenger is nothing. This person that you're looking at is nothing. It's all about the message. A person up in front of people, and you look at that guy. He's a bodybuilder. Look at the arms on that guy. He just bent that steel. Can you believe that? And wait, he's got a message. Oh, he loves Jesus. Maybe if I love Jesus, I could have muscles like that. You know what I'm talking about? It's sickening. And famous movie stars, praise God for people in every segment of society that come to know Christ, but parading people who barely understand the faith themselves up in front and appealing to our flesh like, well, my, we're glad I love Jesus because that cool person loves Jesus and maybe I could be cool too. And
all right, Vancouver, you've been listening to So Salacious for the past hour. You heard an interview with DJs Wood and DJ Sue. We gave away a pair of tickets to our good friend and caller, Josh Jameson. So thanks a lot, Josh, for calling in. And thanks a lot for all the other callers. Call in next time, and we'll probably have some tickets for you. Till then, here is the one and the only Leo Ramirez Show coming up in about 3 minutes.
Shame means retaining the standard of sound words which you have heard from me. That's what we get to give to the gospel. Faith that God will use the message. God will use the message. God will use the message.
FM presenta el show de Leo Ramírez. Más de una década trayendo entretenimiento de primera calidad. Bienvenidos.